sermon this morning on praise and worship.
Good morning.
早安。
Let us turn to the Bible, to the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 20 to 24.
让我们一起来打开圣经，约翰福音第四章20到24节。
John chapter 4, verses 20 to 24.
约翰福音第四章20节到24节。
I shall read it in English, and Christine will read it in Chinese.
牧师会用英文念出来，然后我用中文念出来。
John 4, chapter 20-24. Our fathers worship on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. Jesus declared, "Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has come when the true worshipper will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth."
我们的主众在这个山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方就是在耶路撒冷。耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候到了，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。时候到了，如今就是了，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。父是个灵，所以拜他的人必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
Now chapter 4 of God of John is a classic text that we use to speak on the topic of worship.
这个约翰福音第四章是我们通常讲关于这个敬拜的时候，我们会用这个经文来。
I have used it before. I'm using it today, and then I'm going to use it maybe next month again.
以前我已经用过这个经文，今天我也用这个经文，或者下个月我也会用这个经文。
Now by now you should realize that I've been preaching a series of sermon on the topic of worship.
这段时间我都不断的用讲关于这个敬拜这个题目。
Now this morning I want to talk to you about praise and worship.
今天早上我想跟大家讲关于这两个东西，就是赞美跟这个崇拜。
And so the outline for today is very simple: praise. What is praise? And then what is worship?
所以今天的讲道是很简单的，就是说到什么是赞美呢？然后什么是敬拜呢？
One day, a young man in discussion talked to me and asked me, saying, "I don't understand why we have to praise God. I have problem with praising a God who sits on the heavenly throne and demanding the praises of people."
有一天，有一个年轻人在讨论的时候，他就问我这个问题。他说，我不晓得为什么神常常要我们去赞美他呢？他坐在天上那么荣耀，然后要求我们每天都要再去赞美他。
I was caught by a question like that. I have never thought of praise in that way.
他这样子问的时候就难倒我了，因为我从来没有想过用这个角度去看这个赞美。
I was stumped.
我就觉得觉得很奇怪了。
And I said, good question.
然后就被他的这个问题就难倒了，我说啊，这个是好问题。
Now, whenever you don't know how to answer the question, you say good question.
如果有人问你一个难的问题，你不晓得怎么答的时候，你就要说啊，这个是好问题。
And in the meantime, you try to come up with something in your mind, searching for the answer.
当你说啊，这个是好问题的时候，你的脑就在想，我怎么会回答这个问题呢？
Now, my young friends was referring to the words of the psalm.
这个年轻人就是他讲到这个诗篇里面说的。
So over and over again, the psalmist, the writer of psalm, the psalmist enjoys us, encourages us to praise God.
在诗篇里面，这个诗人经常都说要，他很享受神，他就很高兴，很欢喜快乐的去赞美神。
And oftentimes you will read this phrase, praise the Lord, magnify His holy name.
当你念这个诗篇的时候，很多时候你就会看到他说要赞美神，要把他的名夸大。
And so my young friend asked, what kind of God is that, that who has been told 1,000 times, you know, that He is good, He is great?
这个年轻人就问我说，这个神是什么意味的神啊？ 每天都要那么多人要去赞美他几千次。
Now, we know people who want people to praise them.
我们知道很多人都喜欢人家去赞他了。
And to tell him, you know, how much you appreciate him.
经常赞他说他做的那么好的事情。
And that he had done a good job.
当他做一些好的事，我们就会去赞他。
Now we think that there's something wrong with such a person.
但如果一个人就是觉得他常常人家去赞他的时候，
A person needs to be told again and again that he's great, he's good.
我们觉得这个人就有点问题了，如果他不断的一直要人家去赞他。
Is our God like the wicked, the queen in Snow White? He said, mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of all?
我们的神是不是好像那个白雪公主那个邪恶的女王？ 常常的在那个镜子说，这个镜子啊，告诉我，谁是在这个世界上最白美呢？
And then you say, Oh Lord, you are the fairest of all. You are the greatest of all.
当然是你了，主是你了。
Is that the kind of God that we have?
那我们所信的神是不是这样子的一个神呢？
If so, I seriously suggest that you walk off this church and have nothing to do with him.
如果我们的神是这样子的一位神的话，我提议你就马上就离开这个教会，就不用再跟这个神有什么关系了。
Now we know people who are wealthy and who are famous or of some importance usually have a group of people who are willing to give lavish praise in order to exact or extract some favor from him.
我们知道，当你很在这个世界上，就是社会上很有钱的时候，或者很成功的时候，都会有一般人就会常常的去赞美他，然后希望得到一些的，但是在他身上得到一些的好感。
Now is the church a group of people hovering over their God, telling him how great he is in order to extract something from him?
那么是不是教会这群人，就是这样子一群人，不断地徘徊在神面前赞美他，希望可以得到他的好感呢？
If that is what the church is, walk out. Have nothing to do with church. Who needs it?
如果是真的这样子的话，我提议你们就离开教会了，不用这样子做。
But let me ask you, have you ever noticed that when you have done something that fills you with great joy, it's like a book that you read, a movie they have seen, or something you have done, which is so great, it is natural for you to share it with somebody else.
但是我想你想一下，你有没有这个经验，就是当你经验了一些很享受的事情，好像说你看了一本书，很好看的一本书，或者看了一套片是很好看的，你就会很自然的会跟人家说。
Very naturally, you would tell your friend, read this book, this is a great book.
很自然的, 你就会跟你的朋友说, 我看了这本书, 这本书真的很好看, 你要去看。
Go and see this movie, this is a great movie.
或者我看了这套片, 很好看, 你也应该去看。
So people instinctively praise whatever they enjoy.
所以当你很享受了一样东西的时候, 你很自然的去 去告诉人或者你会赞美。
You don't have to tell a young man to praise the virtue of his girlfriend.
譬如说一个年轻的男孩子，你不用叫他去赞美他的女朋友怎么好。
There's something that comes naturally.
他很自然的就是赞赏他的女朋友的美德。
You don't have to tell a mother who has a new baby how cute the baby is.
或者一个妈妈她生了一个小孩的时候，你不用跟叫那个妈妈说你要赞你的baby，你的婴孩，他很自然的。
That comes naturally.
这是一个自然的事情，他就会赞赏他的婴孩那么可爱。
You don't have to tell a hiker to praise the beauty of the countryside.
当你去爬山的时候，你看到好的风景，你自然的就会赞美。
People always praise what they enjoy.
人的就是很自然的就会赞美，如果你觉得你很享受某一样事情的时候。
One time I was attending a pastor's prayer meeting.
有一次我参加了一个祷告会跟其他的牧师。
And the pastor will meet once a month and we'll sit together and we'll pray together.
全部的牧师每一个月都在一起，然后一起的祷告。
Now that particular morning, I don't know why the prayer request become a time of relieving their heartaches.
有某一个早上。 祷告的时候，我不晓得为什么那个早上就，他们就用这个时间来吐那个苦水。Instead
of bringing out prayer requests, they begin to share the heartaches.
他们不单只是说教我们彼此的代祷，但是他们又说他们遇到的很不高兴的事情。Now
one after another. Tells the horror stories of how the church had treated them, had treated them badly.
每一个牧师都讲，就把他们的不愉快的事情讲出来，就是讲到教会怎么对他们不好。Now
it seems like the popular thing to do or the spiritual thing to do, like when you suffer for the Lord, that you are more spiritual.
他们觉得好像很觉得他们。 为神受苦是很圣洁了，就这样子。So
one after another, relieve their pains, their hurts.
那每一个都讲到他们所受的痛苦，教会怎么样的对他们不好。And
so it is coming down to me.
然后很快就要轮到我了。And
as it come down to me, I quickly, run through my mind what I have to say.
当到我的时候，我就快想。 我要讲什么呢?
I must come up with some horror story that would outbid them.
我要找一些很不愉快的事情，比他们的更厉害的。I
want to let them know how much I suffer for the Lord.
我要让他们知道我为主受了什么那么多的苦。And
so that I can show them how spiritual I am.
这样子呢，我就觉得我这样很圣洁了。So
I try to search in my mind. I searched and searched.
然后呢，我在脑子不断的在找一些不愉快的事情。No
matter how hard I search, I couldn't come up with something.
不论我怎么样去找，我找不到。So
when it comes down to my turn, I begin by saying this. I'm ashamed of myself.
然后轮到我了，我也找不到讲什么，然后我就是说，我觉得很惭愧。Because
I'm not worthy to suffer for Christ.
因为我觉得我不值得为主受苦。And
I went on to say what a great church I have.
然后我就说，我的教会是非常的好。I was
praising the church that I was pastoring at that time.
我就赞美我，赞赏我当时。
Now, not all the churches that I pastor are great churches, but this particular church is a great church.
当然不是每一个教会都是那么好的教会，但是当时我牧养的教会是一个非常好的教会。
So I praised the church that I was pastoring at that time.
所以呢，我就觉得我就赞美那个教会。
Now, if this happened now, I'm going to praise you guys. I'm going to praise this church.
如果我也有这个祷告会的时候，我也会同样的去赞美这个教会。Because
I enjoy you guys.
因为我真的很喜欢这个教会。It's
a joy to serve in this great church.
我觉得可以在这个教会服事是我的享受。
Now I'm not saying that you know this is a perfect church. No church in the world is perfect.
那我也不是说这个教会是一个完美的教会。其实，在这个世界上也没有完美的教会这回事。Each one
of us have our own idiosyncrasy.
每个教会都有他自己不同的特点。And
so if there's no perfect church in the world.
所以在这个世界上其实也没有完美的教会这回事。But
it is a wonderful church.
不过这个教会是一个美好的教会。Now
I don't have to do that because I'm not going to get any brownie points from you guys.
其实我也不需要就是赞美这个教会怎么样，因为我也不需要你们的讨好你们的好感。It
comes naturally to me.
这是我很自然的要说的事。
Because I share my enjoyment.
因为我觉得很享受。
When I taught seminary, I served as a dean of studies.
当这个神学院这个当这个教务长的时候，
I have to travel a lot.
当时我要到处的去费。
I have to lead retreats, revivals.
因为我也要带这个退休会啦，庆信会啦。
And I have to do some fundraising.
然后筹款啦。
See, seminary is not a money-making institution. I have to go fundraising a lot.
神学院也没有很多的钱，所以我很多时候都要去筹款。
I have to do some promotion, recruiting of the students.
然后我也需要去住进这个神学院，去招募学生。
And whenever it's financially feasible, I will bring my wife with me.
那当我需要去很多时候都要去出差的时候，如果经济上许可的话，我会带我太太一起来。
But most of the time, we don't have that kind of money.
但是很多时候我们经济上也不许可带我太太一起去。
So she's not able to go with me.
所以她也不是常常可以跟我去。
But when I get home, I will tell her what wonderful thing that the Lord had done, you know, during this trip.
但是当我出差回来的时候，回到家，我会告诉她，会跟她分享。 神为我做了那么多的好事，and
she enters into my experience，
然后她就可以跟我分享这个经验。So
she is filled with the same joy I had，
然后她也觉得充满了欢喜快乐。So
there's something about enjoyment shared that actually doubled it, increased it。
所以当你分享你的享受的时候，其实这个享受就会加倍了。Then
let's come to consider what praise is。
然后让我们想一下，这个赞美是什么呢？
Praise is the outpouring of your enjoyment, of your joy.
赞美就是一个很自然的，当你很享受一个经验的时候，你就会赞美。
When I got back from my trips and reported to my wife what God had done, my enjoyment.
当我出差回来的时候，我跟我太太分享我的经验，我的享受。
And what did my wife do?
然后我太太就会怎么样呢？
She praised God for His mighty power.
她会感谢神，她赞美神。
She shared my enjoyment.
她跟我分享了这个享受。
And the enjoyment is double.
所以这个享受了好像就加倍了。
So do you sometimes feel that the praise you sing seems so empty, so artificial?
有没有觉得有时候你 赞美的时候觉得是很虚假，就是好像没有那个内容呢？
I wonder if it is because we do not understand, we rarely understand that we are invited to enjoy God.
我觉得会不会我们没有就是晓得说我们其实就是要去享受神。
Now I find two shocking statements in the Bible.
我在圣经里面找到两个这个比较觉得惊讶的文章。
The first one is when the Lord said, I delight myself in you.
第一个就是主说, 我在你里面找到这个, 欢喜快乐,
if the Bible says, you know, I endure you, I forgive you, I can understand that.
如果圣经说, 神说, 我可以忍着你, 我原谅你,
but the Bible says, I delight myself in you.
神不但只是要 忍我们，忍着我们，忍耐我们，或者原谅我们。但是神是在我们里面找到他的享受。
So it puzzles me.
所以我觉得真的很难了解。
I can't imagine why God has the fellowship of the angels and archangels would want to fellowship in you and me.
我觉得很难的接受，就是了解为什么神他有天师。 俊讲他们在赞美他，为什么他要跟我们有这个关系呢？ 他会觉得, 在我们里面他找到这个享受呢？
So have you ever thought of that? Why would God want to fellowship with you and me?
你有没有想过为什么神要跟我们有这个关系呢？
Why would our God say, I delight myself in you?
而且不但只有这个关系，他说我在里面就是享受。
Now here's the other shocking thing. The scripture bids us or encourages us to delight ourselves in Him.
然后另外一个比较也是惊人的这个文章就是说，不但我们要敬拜他，而且我们要在他享受神。
We have been taught often to keep honor and reverence of God.
很多时候就是圣经教我们要去 敬畏神，要去敬畏敬拜神。
And to a lot of people, that means we keep the Lord at arm's length.
然后对于我们来说，我们觉得这个意思就是说，我们要保持一个距离。
Don't keep too close.
不要走得太近。
Even Confucius said, honor the God, but keep him at a distance.
甚至这个孔夫子也这样子说，我们要 敬畏我们荣耀我们的上帝，但是我们要保持这个距离。
Now the idea that we should actually enjoy the Lord seems indecent to people.
好像我们要找到在神里面找到这个享受，就是好像不大有礼貌。
Now church is probably good for you like medicine.
你会觉得教会是对于你来说是好的，就是好像吃药一样。
But the idea that you're supposed to enjoy it or delight in it is simply something that we can accept.
但是说你吃药不是因为你喜欢，或者你很享受吃药。
Now, how many of you like to take medicine, especially the bitter Chinese, you know, herbal medicine?
在我们当中有多少人喜欢 享受这个吃药呢? 特别那个中药。
How many of you like to take that medicine? Raise your hand. Anybody?
如果你喜欢吃药，你把你手举起来。
How many of you will say, oh, it's medicine time. Oh, what a great Philip Irish. Yum, yum.
你们总会说，哎呀，吃药的时间了，哦，很好吃，很好吃。
No, we don't like it. It's bitter.
当然我们不喜欢吃药了，因为药是很苦的。
Hard to swallow.
很难吞的。
It tastes terrible.
而且也没有好的一个感受。
It is horrible.
是很可怕的。
But it is good for you.
我们吃药，因为这个药是对我们身体好。
So you tolerate it and you take it.
所以你容忍了，你接受了。
Now maybe to many people, church is like medicine.
那或者对于很多人来说，这个教会对你来说也是好像吃药一样。
It is good for you, but you really don't like it, but you have to tolerate it.
好像教会，你觉得虽然你不大喜欢，但是你就接受，你容忍了，因为你觉得是对你好的。
Now praise is a natural outpouring of your enjoyment. You come to church, you really enjoy it.
那个赞美的，就是你很享受的时候，你很 会自然的这样赞美出来。So
the real question is, do you enjoy the Lord?
所以那个真正的问题就是说，你是不是享受主呢？
If there's no enjoyment, then there is no praise.
如果你没有享受主的时候，你就不会赞美出来了。
So you may say the word and sing the hymn, but there is no praise in your heart.
你虽然会赞美，用你的话语跟你的唱的诗歌，但是是没有真正的内容。
So praise rises naturally.
所以这个赞美是很自然的一件事情。
It must pour out from within you.
意思从你心里。里面你欢喜快乐的时候，你就会自然的去赞美。
Praise is part of worship.
这个赞美就是崇拜的一部分。
But it is not all there is to worship.
但是不是崇拜的完全的。
Because worship is more extensive.
因为呢，这个赞美只是崇拜的一部分，因为这个崇拜还有更多的事。
So my next point is what is worship?
所以我第二个这个要跟你们分享的，就是什么是崇拜呢
？So first of all, we want to look at the negative side of worship. That is, what is not worship.
首先，我们来看这个什么不是崇拜，就是它的崇拜的负面。
Because in the book of Isaiah it says that you know I cannot stand your worship. I hate your singing. I hate your prayers. Your prayer make me sick.
在以赛亚书神那里说，我真的。很讨厌你的唱歌，我很讨厌你的祷告，我觉得你们所做的让我要很恶心。
The Lord is upset with the worship of the people.
但说神不喜欢，真的很讨厌他们的这样子的这个崇拜。
And later on in the chapters, he says that these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts is far away from me.
然后后来他就说，这些人是用嘴唇来敬拜我，但是他们的心是远离我了。
Worship that God hates is worship going through the motion.
神讨厌这种的崇拜，这种的崇拜就是只是用一些的礼仪而已。
It's possible that you can sing a hymn of praise and not praising God.
你可以唱这个赞美诗歌，但是你真的没有去赞美神。
You can say a word of prayers and not praying.
你只用讲这个祈祷文，但是其实也没有祷告。
So what happened is that you are just going through the motion of religion.
就是你是只是做这个一些的礼仪，这个一些宗教的礼仪。
This is what the worship that the Lord hates.
这种的敬拜神是讨厌的。
Another kind of worship that God hates is The worship is major on the external.
另外一种敬拜神讨厌的，就是这种敬拜只是外表的。
Now in the Bible, there's a place where the Pharisees came to Jesus and complained about Jesus' disciple did not wash their hand before they eat before dinner.
在圣经里面有一段经文，就是法利赛人来到这个耶稣面前投诉他们说。你们没有遵守我们的礼仪。
And I said, why your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They don't wash hands before they eat.
他们就投诉对耶稣说，为什么你的门徒打破我们的传统的礼仪呢？你们为什么他们在吃饭之前不洗手呢？
Now this has nothing to do with dirty hands.
这不是说他们的。他们的手很肮脏，要洗手。
We tell our children to wash their hands before they eat.
当然，我们教我们的小孩吃饭之前要洗手，对不对
？So in this case, it had nothing to do with dirty hands.
是在这个礼仪是跟这个肮脏的洗手没有关系的。
This is the ceremony that they do before they eat.
他们是这个一个礼仪，在吃饭之前要经过这个礼仪。
There is a certain way that they wash their hand.
他们有这个一些不同的这个礼仪要洗。
You need to have water that's as much as an egg can contain.
要那个水要好像一个鸡蛋要装的那么多，就是有不同的这个礼仪，要不要洗手
？And when you wash your hand, you are supposed to, you know.Pour the water into your hand and wash and let it come down and wash your hand without dripping it onto the floor.
然后把那个水慢慢的在那个手这样子的洗，然后不让那个水倒到地上。
Now that is the washing of hand that the Pharisees were referring to.
他们是讲到这个洗手的礼仪。
It is a ceremonial washing. So it wasn't because of dirty hands they were so upset.
不是因为, 哦, 他们不洗手, 那么他们手很肮脏, 不是这个意思, 就是他们只是说他们不守这个礼仪。
They had reduced worship to a series of fuzzy little rituals and ceremonies.
他们的敬拜，他们的崇拜，就是对这一些的礼仪很敬重。
Along come Jesus, and he said he ignored all the whole thing.
然后耶稣来了，他不管这一些。
So it is so easy to substitute human tradition for practical obedience to the word of God.
所以很多时候这个崇拜呢，很多时候就会用这些礼仪来代替了我们的真正的敬拜。
I have seen churches that fighting over how the Lord's Supper is to be served.
我看到有些教会，他们就是为了这个圣餐怎么样的礼仪，他们就会有很多的意见。
And then how the elements, the bread and the wine are to be prepared.
然后那个饼要怎么样的去准备。
Whether it is to be leavened bread or unleavened bread.
是有效的。 的那个面包呢，是没有效的面包呢。
So they will fight over things like that.
然后他们就是为了这些小的事情，就是很不愉快了，会吵架。
And they also fight about where the piano is supposed to be set.
他们也就是为了这个钢琴要摆哪里。
Whether it should be on the left side or on the right side.
那个钢琴要摆左边呢，还是要摆右边呢？
So they waste time on things like that.
他们就花了很多的时间为了这些小的事情。
See, people who do not have a growing relationship with the living Lord hold on to the externals of worship.
所以当我们没有跟这个神有这个真正一个的生命的关系的时候，我们很多时候就是把这个敬拜放在这些。 外面的东西,
when people have a living relationship with the Lord, they can worship in anywhere, with anything, in any situation.
当我们跟神有这个真正一个活着的生命的关系的时候，我们是可以随时的，不论是在哪里去敬拜神。
You can use any music or no music at all.
你可以用音乐或者不用音乐去崇拜神。
So worship that majors on external worship is worship that is not pleasing to God.
如果这个一个崇拜是用只是用这个外表上的礼仪去崇拜的话，这个崇拜是不合神的心意。
So what is worship? Worship must be worship in spirit and in truth.
说这个崇拜要怎么样？崇拜要用心灵诚实的去崇拜。Now
in the scripture we have read this morning in John chapter 4 verses 20 to 24.
今天早上我们念的经文在约翰福音第四章20到24节。It
tells us what kind of worshippers that God seeks.
跟我们说这经文跟我们说 神要追求什么样怎么样子的这个敬拜者呢？
He seeks people who worship in spirit and in truth.
他找这些用心灵跟诚实的去敬拜他。
Now what does it mean to worship God in spirit and in truth?
什么意思呢？
Jesus said, I am the truth.
耶稣说我是真理。
Now the word he used described himself as aletheia.
他用这个字就是讲 aletheia 这个字。
Now the word for truth comes from the primitive Latin word lithos.
这个真理这个字是从拉丁文 lithos 这个字出来的。
And it means veil.
就是好像那个面纱。
And it's such as a woman that would put on to cover her face.
就是以前的那些女生，她们把这个面纱遮在她的脸上。
So you put an A in front of the lithia, lithos means the opposite.
So you know, 把这个 A 放在这个 lithos 就是意思是它跟它的反面的意思。
And just like the word theist is God, when you put an A, atheist means there's no God.
好像这个字 theist 就是说神，当你把 A 放在这个 atheist 这个就是说这个神就是无神论。
Now the word aletheia really means something that is finally reveal.
这个字 aletheia 意思就是说这个就是说显现。
Something that has been covered now is being exposed. The veil is removed.
本来一件事是被遮盖的，现在就把它显露出来。
So when Jesus said, "I am the truth,"
所以当耶稣说我是真理，
He is trying to say that I am the revealed.
意思说他是我是被透露出来了。
Now who does He reveal?
他透露出给谁呢？
He revealed the Father, God.
他就是透露到神。
So in the Bible it says that God is revealed in Jesus Christ.
所以在圣经里面说，神是借着耶稣基督透露出来了。
So that He can say, "You have seen Me, you have seen the Father."
所以耶稣说，如果你见到我的时候，你就是见到了天父。
For I and the Father are one.
因为我跟天父是一位。
So this means that Christian worship means that we are to center in Jesus Christ.
所以这个敬拜的意思，我们就是要集中在基督里面。
That's what it means when Paul said we preach Christ, our Lord.
所以我们的敬拜是集中在基督里面，好像保罗说，我们全的是全基督。
Since what we know about Jesus Christ come from the Holy Bible, worship is praising to God which is rooted in the Word of God.
所以这个崇拜是因为这个集中在神。
So we are here not to preach philosophy.
我们在这里不是讲什么的理论。
We are not here to preach our opinions.
不是讲我们自己的想我们的意见。
We are here to preach Christ and whom crucified. The message must be centered in Jesus Christ.
我们这里是讲到耶稣基督，所以我们讲的是集中在耶稣基督。
And that's the reason why we need to hear week after week the Word of God.
所以我们在这里每个星期都要就是来听这个神的话。
And Jesus said, when you worship, you must also worship in spirit.
然后耶稣说，你敬拜的时候也要用这个圣灵去敬拜。Now
Paul explained that, "I beseech you, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship."
保罗他说什么呢？我用神的慈悲劝你们，要把你的身体是一种的。 活的牺牲，然后呢，圣洁用圣洁圣灵的去接受，然后用圣灵去敬拜他。That
means this is a spiritual worship. What is spiritual worship?
这个圣灵的这个敬拜什么意思呢？
It means in the book, in this verse, it is a sacrifice to the Lord.
意思就是说我们。 是对神的一种的委身，一种的牺牲。
So God asks of us is the presentation of our life to Him.
神就是邀请我们把我们的生命会这样子的去奉献给他。
Acknowledging Him to be our Creator.
承认他是我们的创造者。
Because in Jesus Christ we receive the gift of new life, and that new life empowers us by the Holy Spirit that we can offer daily in His service.
因为经过耶稣，我们得到一个新的生命了。得到这个新的生命的时候，我们就要会去服侍他。So
spiritual worship is serving the Lord, serving Him in the name of the Lord.
这个心灵的崇拜，就是说我们要用我们的心灵去服侍他。So
we can worship God in serving in the church.
所以我们在教会里面。 当我们服侍神的时候，其实我们就是敬拜他。Now
we can serve Him, we can worship Him when we serve in family, in school, in places of work.
当我们在教会里面服侍他的时候，我们敬拜他。如果当我们在家庭里面或者学校，我们的事业上去服侍的时候，我们也是去敬拜他。So
wherever I may be, whenever I serve human, in the name of God, I am worshiping God.
当我们去做一件事情，如果是奉神的名去做的话，我们就是正在敬拜他了。
So we have been talking about praise. What is praise and what is worship?
所以我们讲到这个，什么是赞美，什么是敬拜。
Praise is a natural outpouring of our enjoyment.
经我们去赞美的时候，就是我们很自然，我们很享受的时候，我们就会自然的去赞美神。
Do you enjoy God today?
你享受神吗？
If you do, then praising Him is the most natural thing to do.
如果你在神里面得到这个享受的时候，你就会很自然的去赞美他。
Worship must be centered in Jesus Christ.
但我们这个崇拜的时候就要集中在神耶稣基督的身上。
And to center on the promises that are given to us in the Bible.
我们要集中在他耶稣基督身上，而且他对我们的答应。
The Lord Jesus Christ is here not because this is a church.
今天耶稣基督他在我们的中间，不是因为这是一间的教会。
The Bible tells us that God do not dwell in temples made by hands.
圣经跟我们说，神不会住在人所做的这个建筑物里面。
God is here this morning because you and I are here.
神在我们中间，因为你跟我在这里。
The Bible says even if two or three persons come together in His name, He will be in the midst.
耶稣说，当有两三个人在一起的时候，我就会在他们的当中。
So the Lord is present here.
所以呢，神是在我们的中间。
Do you enjoy the Lord?
你享受神吗？
And are you filled with gratitude that you cannot help but praise the Lord?
然后你会觉得在神里面得到那么多的享受，那让你自然的去赞美他吗？
Then you will magnify His holy name.
你夸赞他的名吗？
Do you enjoy Him?
你享受神吗？
If you do, then I entreat you to join me in praising Him.
如果 你享受神的话，我邀请你跟我一起的去赞美他。
Then daily you offer yourself as a sacrifice to Him.
然后每一天将你的生命奉献给他。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for this message, and we pray that your Spirit will continue to speak to us and touch our hearts, that we'll be drawn closer to you. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.